Hello, it's Wednesday, October the 20th. We're still in chapter 55 of Isaiah. We'll finish it off today, verses 12 and 13. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And this is typical of Isaiah. We've seen it before. He has these moments as a prophet when he glimpses into the future and he sees paradise. He sees a restored garden. He sees Eden cursed as a result of Adam's fall and transgression, but he sees Eden restored and beauty and promise and fulfillment and joy, and even the mountains are clapping their hands. It was in part, I think, a picture of a very small picture of what happened when Cyrus the Persian conquered Babylon and permitted the Jews to return some 150 plus years in Isaiah's future, and that was a restoration of sorts. It was a picture of what happened at Pentecost when thousands of people came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But ultimately, I think Isaiah is looking beyond this world to a new world. That is what the effect of the atoning work of Christ ultimately achieves: a paradise, a new heaven, a new earth, and it'll be an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Well, a little glimpse into the future, and a glimpse that is altogether beautiful. That's it for today. We'll see you again tomorrow.